Attention passengers, this is your Captain Segan. We are flying at a altitude of 5280, and
hey, sorry. How many times have I told you not to put the microphone in your mouth?
Sorry.
We would like to be the first to thank you for flying with us, and you are not free to move about the cabin.
Bing, boom. Huge airlines. Welcome, trainers, to another episode of the Roundtable Chatot, your mom's favorite podcast, where everybody has a seat at the table. We are here with each other today. Hey, who are you?
I'm JT, also known as Shadow Prime 34.
Very cool. And I'm John, also known as Old Johnny One Ball. So let's just jump right into it. We have some really cool news.
Before we jump into news, we got to think.
No, this is my news.
Oh, wait, never
mind. This gets us even closer to our Transformers fan fiction that JT has promised you.
Yeah, you're right.
Tell the people in your digging your own tomb, playing your own death march here about our new patrons.
So we currently have 13 patrons. We got 3 patrons within the last week, and ironically enough, all of them named, well, 2 of them named Matt, and one of them named Matthew. So Matt, Matthew, and Matt, thank you for your
very solid. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a branch here and say that the 2 Matts are also probably named Matthew.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, so all of you are Matthew.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone that's just Matt.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, so Matthew, Matthew, and Matthew. These are all separate people, by the way. So we're not just making up and saying the same name over. But yeah, you guys have put us one step closer. Well, one step closer to to my Transformers fanfic,
and we are gonna
have to go
there
and dig it out now, because I was like, I got time, but that is not the case. So
nope, yeah. You might want to find it this week.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, we are doing some guest spots on some things that we don't host. So listen around.
What they might be, you'll have to listen around.
That's right. You were going to say you'll have to see, won't you? And then you realize you can't see a podcast. So that leads into some of the things that we want to talk about today, because we've been busy, busy bees.
Busy bees.
That's right. And they will count as our studs once you hear them. But we're going to go ahead and get into our current studs and duds and just tell you some of what we've experienced this week. So. You want to start with your – let's do it backwards. Start with your dud.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I'm very spicy.
Duds. Kangaskhan community – I mean, Kangaskhan raid day.
Dude.
All of the raids.
The entire week.
Yeah, actually. All of the raids, none of the shinies.
I'm gonna tell you what my current candy count is, because it's gross for where I started off. So I don't know where I started, but I was in the – probably the low dozens, just from doing raids. I'm currently sitting at 648 Kangaskhan candy, 91 candy XLs, and 7,840 mega energy. And guess how many of those Kangaskhans were shiny?
A whole lot of none.
True. Every single none of them.
That is, I feel that pain. Maybe not as much, because I have 445 candy, 63 XL, and 3,100
man
energy.
That was a big old weekly dud.
Yeah,
a that week-long was dud.
Just a week of just no...
Not big love in that.
Yeah, which was not fantastic.
But let's get into our studs. Let's end on a high note here.
Yeah, those good ones. So for the longest time, I had been looking for a good Mantine to use.
Okay.
And I caught a rank 3.
I have fought some of those, and they make you miserable.
Yeah.
If you're not prepared, and then you get bubbled. Also, I feel like bubble shouldn't do everything it does.
Yeah, and you're just like, why are you doing this to my attack? You stop that.
It's dumb.
Yeah, so.
Solid. Number 3. Is it under 1,500?
It is.
Yeah, awesome.
It's going to be my Great League one. I was hunting all over the place for that thing. And finally, with this event, I got one. So
nice. My stud is a friend of mine. We had lucky trades. And she traded me a shiny fragment hat Pikachu. Because I've worn the fragment hat in game and my avatar for probably for a long time. Since it existed, I don't think I've taken it off.
Yeah.
I did try the Furfru hat once to see if it would look like Killua from Hunter x Hunter, and it doesn't really.
No, it's just, I can't see.
It's the sideburns. But I've worn that fragment hat on my avatar since the day it came out. She actually asked me, "Are you sure you want to use a lucky trade on a Pikachu?" And I said, absolutely, yes. So I now have a shiny fragment hat Pikachu. That is my stud.
Look at that.
It's beautiful.
Very nice.
Well, let's hit some listener studs.
We got lots of listener studs.
I was going to say reader studs, but hit some listener studs. What listener do you got for us?
So Tuxedo Mask got a Shundo Kangaskhan. Also in our Hundo Hunter, he has been just kind of showing up and showing out.
Ridiculous.
With those hundos, just like back to back. We'll talk about that a little bit more, but got his first Shundo. So congratulations, Tuxedo Mask.
It's a good one, too.
Done, yes. And then Karangatang got her first,
I don't want to hear it.
First hundo. And listeners, it's a shiny, not shiny, a regular balloon Pikachu.
Oh, boy.
But that thing is a hundo. So big congrats, Karangatang.
Yeah, I guess.
You superstar, you.
Tell us another. Well, actually, these are some multi studs.
Some good ones. So Athena1993X, who is a new member in our server, has also kind of shown up and showed out. But once again, we'll talk about that later. Man. But she did her first Mega Latios raid, like first ever, immediately right off the bat, shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so jealous because I have yet to get a shiny Latios. So, yeah. And then Bethamwork also got a shiny Latias. Mm-hmm. So, well done, all of you fine folks. Also, Schuster got a 98% shiny Latios. So, well done. Those are superstars. Everyone else has a stud, too, because we posed a challenge to the universe to make Professor Oak proud. And to do that, you had to catch Charmander, Bulbasaur, and Squirtle. Well,
little did we know
that they were going to give them to you, like, what, a week later?
Yeah.
So
it was during the Mega Kangaskhan thing.
Yeah, like,
and
the
it was
Mega
catch
update.
Three Pokemon for all three of them. So you catch three, and then you get all of them.
Yeah. So
pretty sure everyone did that one.
Yeah, so everyone is a combined stud. Well done, all of you people that were just catching Pokemon.
All of our human listeners.
Yeah. Our dear listeners are also great, but mostly our human listeners.
So we've got Gohan here, one of our friends of the podcast. And he has a good number of studs from the last couple of weeks, but was just able to send them in. So we want to celebrate our people, so we are going to read all of them.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
So SSB Gohan says, "Hey, guys, I keep forgetting to send you an email, so one of these studs will be from 2 or 3 weeks ago. Starting with the oldest, I was at Come and Go with my mother to get gas, and I needed a Whismur for a collection challenge. I tapped on it, and it was shiny. And then on Stuffle Community Day, I saw a Jangmo-O on the nearby. The Community Day started before we could get to it, though. While we were walking, I hatched it out of a 10K egg and evolved it."
Oh, man. That's some luck right there.
I know,
there.
Right? That's wild. "Lastly, today my mom and I were leaving her work, and I saw a Cottonee. Thought it'd be good for my spin to task, so I tapped it. And like Whismur, same story, those shiny stars were jumping out at me." Oh, and he did the first raid, and his first raid right off the bat was a shiny Landorus. So congratulations, SSB Gohan. Oh, I'm an envious boy, especially for that shiny Cottonee. So if you if you need to get rid of that, you know who to contact.
You can call me a cafeteria bowl full of little bits of gelatin cubes because I'm a little jelly.
Wow. So yeah. Those are some good studs.
Absolutely.
So what do you say we talk about the in-game news that is coming up?
I like it. However, we do have to go on a little adventure for this next section. So JT, if you will, well, these reins have wings, but if you'll take the reins and lead us into our next section here, we'd like to welcome you aboard with some air adventures.
Welcome to UJ Airlines. You're now free to move about.
Listening to me talk about airline stuff. So all right. I'm going to talk about the Pokemon Air Adventures event. We've got a couple of identical jet planes. But we'll talk about him anyway.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
I don't know when I'll be back again. So, we have a couple of new Pokemon who are almost the same Pokemon. Mega Latias and Mega Latios make their Pokemon Go debuts. If you're listening to this on the Thursday it releases, we'll already have been a couple of days into the event, but we still want to talk about it because the event is not over yet. They have a couple of new moves. They can learn Mist Ball and Luster Purge. In the Mist Ball category, during trainer battles, you get 120 power and a chance to lower the opposing Pokemon's attack. And in gyms and raids, you get 105 power. For Luster Purge, it is in trainer battles, 120 power and a chance to lower the opposing Pokemon's defense. And in gyms and raid is 100 power. So Latias, caught during this event, will know the charge attack Mist Ball, and Latios will know Luster Purge. You can also encounter these Pokemon in the wild, and I am sure hoping to do so. You can get Flying Pikachu, otherwise known as Balloon Chew, Jigglypuff, Meowth, Kanto Meowth, Psyduck, Doduo, Magikarp, Wingull, Swablu, and Drifloon. All of those can be shiny, and some of them have awesome shinies. Also, I don't know if I know anybody with a shiny Wingull. So, if you get one, show it to us. We want to see it.
Flex it.
Flex it. And if you're lucky, you might encounter the following. Charizard and Mantine, both of which can also be shiny. I encountered a couple of Charizard today.
Same.
But no Mantines. Unlucky.
Oh, man.
For the timed research, we'll focus on Pikachu and other flying-type Pokemon will be available throughout the event. There is a complete the research. You get 50 Latias Mega Energy, 50 Latios Mega Energy, 3,000 XP, and an encounter with Balloon Chew. In raids, we have 3 stars and Mega Raids. That's it. There's no 1 star this time around. You have Charizard, Lapras, and Togekiss, and in Megas, you have Mega Latias and Mega Latios. Something to be known, Mega Latias and Latios are 6-star raids. Mm-hmm. They need more friends than normal. In eggs, this is pretty sweet. This is a 7K egg pool, which includes Togepi, Mantyke, Emolga, and Noibat. So, JT, did you ever figure out if Emolga is any good in any of the battle leagues?
Yes, in some restricted metas when... Yeah, he's get a good Emolga.
Get a good Emolga, yes. Build it. Get a good Mantyke, build it.
Yes.
Togepi is always nice because of Togekiss, and Noibat is a, we'll call it a masochist's dream because it takes 400 candy to evolve into something that has not yet been proven useful.
So he's just kind of like your dex filler. Just
oh, man. I hate that it's a 400 candy dex filler, though.
Yeah.
And Togepi can be shiny in there. In field research task encounters, you can encounter the following when you complete field research tasks. Flying Pikachu, Doduo, Swablu, which I don't think has been very featured in research tasks.
No.
And Emolga. Emolga is the only one of the three that can't be shiny. Event bonuses, half egg hatch distance. Love it.
Let's go.
When eggs are placed in an incubator during the event. And there's new stickers, which include the Karyushi Pikachu sticker, the Balloon Chew sticker, and a Corsola sticker, because why not?
Corsola stickers?
It says right there.
Neat.
Well, it shows right there. I assume those are the ones. That is it for the air adventures. You are now free to depart the cabin.
Boom, boom. So, we're now going to think of the month of May, which means we got new events that are coming up.
Yeah, we do.
So, we have the new content update. So, we are currently in the Pokemon Air Adventures, which is going to end on May 8th. So get those mons that we told you to and
get that shiny Balloon Chew.
Yeah. And then trade it to John.
Oh, well, you can, but I'd just be happy if my people get it.
Yeah. 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 I like that.
I'm here for them.
So on May 12th to May 20th, we're going to have the Water Festival. Water Festival is actually the first event that Pokemon Go ever had.
Back in the wee days of Niantic's Pokemon Go excursions.
Yeah, the old days. Yeah, so Water Festival is coming back. And then on May 25th to May 31st, we have Alola to Alola.
I'm excited for this one.
Yes, as we wrap up the end of the season of Alola and we get ready for season 12, which I'm so excited for. So for those five-star raids, we have on May 10th, Tapu Fini. We will do a raid review and we'll talk about how to beat that thing. But then on May 25th to June 1st, we're going to have all the Tapus back. So Coco, Lele, Bulu, and Fini. So get ready to raid.
Tapu party.
Yeah, Tapu party. So then right now we currently have Mega Latias and Mega Latios. Up next is Mega Blastoise and then Mega Altaria. So if you are looking for one of those bad boys, now's your chance. Well, soon will be your chance to get them.
That's right.
Yeah. Raid hours will be May 4th. Mega Latias and Latios will be featured in raids. May 11th through May 18th and 25th will be Tapu Fini. May 25th will also include Tapu Koko, Lele, and Bulu. Spotlight hours, May 10th, Numel. You get double candy for transferring Pokemon. May 17th.
Do we get the shiny yet?
And no shiny. Coming during GoFest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll be there.
May 17th, double XP for evolving Pokemon. Then May 24th, double Stardust for catching Pokemon. And Pikipek on May 31st, and double XP for catching Pokemon. And we get new new avatar items in the hat. This is actually from last season.
Is it just for the people now?
Yeah, I think it's just free game. So, yeah, Dino hat, the Gumi hat, and the Noibat hat. So, and then lastly, there is a new buddy widget debut. A new buddy widget will be available in early May. You'll have the option to add a widget to your device's home screen so you can keep track of your buddy's Pokemon.
Oh,
which is going to be dope. Also, this is your daily reminder. If you have not interacted with your buddy for the masterwork research, Mountain Dew it. Yeah, but this is super cool. I used the egg one, which is really neat.
I love the egg one.
The egg one is so
I wish it were
handy.
Bigger. You can only see four eggs at once.
Yeah.
But
which is
I'll take what
super
I can get.
Nice.
That buddy one is going to be 10 chef's kisses.
Changing. So yeah, that is the air event update. So we're going to move right into the raid review really quick. Tapu Fini is water fairy. So as you guys should know, the fairy types are weak to steel and poison. So bring steel, poison, and it's also a water type. So bring electricity and grass. Grass it down and electrocute it down. So, yeah, that's how you beat Tapu Fini.
Poison would be nice. Bring a Roserade.
Yeah, Roserade.
That will cover your bases.
Yeah, or a Tapu Bulu with Solar Beam. Metagross will be a good one out there. Mega Steelix can boost those steel types. So, yeah, we got a couple of different options. So bring them and take down the Fini. So Mega Latias, Latios. So there's a lot of like spice right now on the internet that I've seen people saying that it's very difficult, which it is. Like you can't go in there and with whatever the game auto recommends, because that's not going to go very smoothly. I mean, it can go smoothly, but not as smoothly as it could. So make sure you are bringing your counters for Mega Latias and Latios, which they are Dragon Psychic. So bring Dark types, bring Ghost types, bring Ice, Fairy, and other Dragon types. That's how you beat those two. If you have a Mega that you want to Mega to boost everyone's attack, Mega Gengar to boost those Ghost types, Mega Absol, Gyarados, and there is one Houndoom.
Ampharos is Dragon, but is it?
Yes. So, Mega Ampharos will boost that Dragon, the Dragon attacks for your team. So, yeah, anything that's going to boost, like using those like weaknesses for Mega Latias and Latios, use those types. People are saying it's very difficult. I have officially beaten one with five people, so it is possible. You just have to make sure you bring the right counters for Mega Latias and Latios.
And hope it's not windy where you're raiding it.
Yeah, because that boosts them, and that's not a fun time for anyone.
Illegal.
So, Mega Altaria is also a decent one if you have a good one. Mega Evolve that one, because it'll turn into Fairy Dragon, which will boost Fairy and Dragon-type moves. So, it's a good counter for it. So, yeah, that was your raid review for Tapu Fini and Mega Latias slash Os.
There you go. Let's move into some Peaks of the Weeks. Today we have some pretty interesting names that we have interacted with this week. You should save yours because I think it's funnier.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So in my still unending quest for a shiny Kangaskhan, I did many, many raids this week. And one of my favorite interactions was with a trainer called Mewtwo Fast Too Furious.
That's such a good name.
It's so good. Mewtwo Fast Too Furious. Shouts to you for making our peaks of the week.
Living one life one quarter mile at a time.
That's right.
Making Dominic Toretto proud.
You owe me a 10-second car.
I got family. So my peak of the week is, actually I have two peaks of the week. Very similar name, actually. So I have YOLO Swaggins 94, a distant relative of Bilbo and Frodo.
Very distant.
Yeah, very, very distant. And then, did you know Jigglypuff actually has a third typing?
I didn't.
So there's Jigglypuff, there's Wigglytuff, and then there's Swagglybuff. So Swagglybuff, you are my peak of the week, and YOLO Swaggins, those are just... Those names make me chuckle. So you're my peak of the week because of your names.
They make you chuckle, don't they?
They make me. I see what you did there. So let's move over to our favorite type this week.
The type I would like to talk about this week is dark.
Dark type.
So I like dark types because they just have cool move names. But I like dark types a lot. Some of the most used Pokemon in Pokemon Go of mine are dark types.
Some good ones.
So if you have battled me and know me at all, I'm a big fighting guy, which doesn't always bode well for me in the PvP. But I'm going to mix them up here and go with my favorite dark type is Scrafty.
See that whole that fighting typing in there?
I had to sneak it in there, man. It's too good. Plus, nice. I have a hundo Scrafty, and I use him all the time.
Smart. So I'm going to say my favorite dark type is not yet in Pokemon Go. Eventually, spicy. Maybe one day. Zorua.
The child?
No, the big one. Zoroark. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Zoroark.
I mean, the child's cool and all, but.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I prefer the big boy.
I'm kind of surprised you were able to pick. I went through the list and it was good.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, number two is a strong number two is Yveltal.
My number two is Arceus.
Yeah.
Number three, Silvally.
Because they're the same thing, almost. So, yeah, those are our favorite dark types. So, speaking of dark types, let's do Chef's Kiss for... Honestly, so there's four Megas, and I was like, I'm not sure if we want to do all four, but I figured we could just do two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Mega Houndoom and then Mega Tyranitar.
I like Mega Houndoom. I like the bony protrusions that it gets outside of just horns. It's like a... Like shield and tusks almost. Yeah. Like it's wearing a skull.
That's so cool.
I like that a lot. I like the pitchfork tail kind of look also. That's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
And then did you ever read the information about its claws?
Oh yeah, it's like so hot that it's like in pain.
Yeah, it's burning all the time, pain all the time.
Yeah. That's Megas are not great.
It's a little toasty on my digits there.
Yeah.
But all of that aside, it is dang cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this – Houndoom's not one of my favorites just in general. I'm going to give it a
7.5. 7.5?
Yeah, let's go mid-C range there.
Yeah. I'd agree. Yeah, Mega Houndoom, like regular Mega Houndoom, 7.5. Shiny Mega Houndoom. Now, that one's an easy 8.5. No, yeah, 8.5 for me.
Okay.
Shiny Mega Houndoom.
All right, I can get behind that.
Because it's like that red and blue that's like super just like contrasty. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Now, let's talk about a really weird one. And I don't know if they did my boy justice here.
Oh, they didn't. They did not.
It was an injustice. It's even worse as a plush. I just pulled up some photos of it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, man. It's weird looking. Anyway, Mega Tyranitar or T-Tar.
What'd you do with all that extra time that you saved?
I took an extra breath.
Dude.
That I hadn't saved up for yet.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with this guy.
I'm going to give Mega Tyranitar an 8 for me.
It just looks like those movies where like they get like a parasite and then they start growing like.
Oh, like those like protrusions. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I like the chest piece where it's kind of like an angry face. I can't do it. I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
6, 7. Man. Megas are cool.
Yeah.
So it's got to be above, you know, that mid 5, 6 range. But I'm going to give it a 7, man. This is weird.
All right.
And the Shiny's not that much better either.
No, the Shiny's not great.
A little sandy seven.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to give a Shiny, I mean, Mega Tyranitar 7.5. Because it's not the...
It's not the worst.
It's not Audino.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, we're looking at you, Audino. But
we're just going to like slide Audino into like three or four megas that we do in one episode.
Yeah.
So you better listen carefully when we get there because you're going to miss it.
Yeah. I think regular Tyranitar is dope.
I know they don't do too much of this, but like, hold on. What's the typing of this thing?
Dark and... No, ground and dark.
Ground and dark.
No, rock and dark. Sorry.
Yeah, rock and dark. Yeah, I don't know. They're both okay today. I like probably Mega Houndoom more than Mega Tyranitar.
All right. Well, let's spice it up a bit. Mega Gyarados.
Mega Gyarados. That thing looks like when you as a child took an unopened Airhead and you grab one end of it and you just shake it against your hand until your Airhead is about an inch,
an air nugget.
Real stubby and fat. That's what Mega Gyarados looks like to me. And if you haven't done it, go to the store and buy an Airhead, preferably blue or white. Cherry's good too, actually. And just grab the end of it and just shake it. And it will stubify itself.
Yeah.
That's what I think of Mega Gyarados. Now, the Shiny... Oh, amazing.
So good.
That's a 9.
All right.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, when you do that to Airheads, they're really delicious. So Mega Gyarados is an 8. Shiny Mega Gyarados is a 9. And that's old school analogies with old Johnny Wombaw.
Well, there you go. New segment right here. All right. Since we're in it, there's only one Mega Dark type left that I can think of. Mega Absol. It gets the wings when it like Mega evolves.
I know. I was just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about it.
I'm going to give Mega Absol a 8.
Shiny.
Shiny is 8.5.
Okay. I'm going to go a little bit higher. I like 8.5.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go 9.
Okay.
Absol does not hit those like beloved notes in me like it does for some people where it's just like, yeah, Absol is so great, amazing. I don't know what to do with like the one solo horn kind of look. It's fine. It's fine.
Absolutely. Well, you heard it here first, folks. The Chef Kiss Mega Dark types are lacking.
Dark's cooler than that.
Yeah, I agree.
Houndoom might be my favorite of them. There's like a dichotomy between Mega Houndoom and Mega Absol. One is like devilish and the other is more angelic.
Yeah, but they're both dark.
They're both dark. Do with that information what you will.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk about some PvP?
Peeve.
That's a battle royale. All right. So let's go to JT's PvP portion where he pretends to be
a professional
PvP-er.
On a podcast. Talking about...
Dude, we're PvPers.
Professional, very Pokemon.
No, peers.
Oh, PvPers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pokemon versus peers. So many P words.
There's never enough, though.
Yeah. So, Master League in Kanto. It has come. It has gone. Hope you guys enjoyed it. But it is no more now. So, we are currently in the Great League and the Flying Cup. Followed by the Ultra League and the Element Cup. So the Element Cup is only the fire, grass, and water Pokemon that you can use.
Oh, that's going to be weird to build teams for.
I'm just going to go with the original.
You have to.
You can only use Pokemon that still can evolve, too, by the way.
Can't use Charizard?
No. You have to use the little guys.
Combusken. Is it fighting yet?
Yes.
Okay.
There's your fighting.
That's true.
Yeah.
You definitely want to... Bring multiple typings into this. Do not show up with single grass, single water, or single fire. Somebody will sniff that out very quickly.
Yeah.
Bring some dual types.
And you're going to have a bad time.
You are going to have a bad time.
So that is the Great League. Well, so right now we are currently in the Great League and Flying Cup. Great League, as we have been playing with, this is like, what, our fourth iteration of Great League this season?
You know better than I do.
I think. Probably. But yeah, we are back in Great League. So if you are seeing your moves in Great League, do it. We're also in Flying Cup. So last week we kind of talked about how Skarmory, how Aerodactyl, how Zapdos are kind of going to be just killing it in
Zapdaddy.
Zapdos. Yeah. How they were just going to be killing it in Flying Cup. Well, the top 10 flyers, according to PB Poke, are like overall. Number one is Shadow Aerodactyl.
You have any of those?
I do. I have lots of them.
I have some good ones.
Number two, like we talked about earlier, Emolga.
Number two. Very solid.
Number three, Skarmory. Number four, Zapdos. Number five is Shadow Skarmory. Number six, regular Aerodactyl. Number seven, Shadow Zapdos. Number eight, Altaria. Nine, Mantine. 10, Mandibuzz.
So it's a 50-50 shot whether you're going to run into half of the shadow and its counterparts.
Yeah. So 11 and 12 is Articuno and its shadow counterpart as well.
Oh, no.
So there's a lot of them in there. It's the top three are really going to kind of be, it's like, you got to have one of those typings on your team. It's just kind of like a staple at this point.
But if people aren't using PV Poke, they may not think of Emolga.
True.
So you might be able to get a little bit ahead with Emolga because it's way up there in the rankings. And unless you either just guess wildly or you happen to know something, I think there's going to be a good number of people out there that may not know that Emolga is useful.
True. So like people sleep on Emolga. So if you have one, build it. It will need to be XL'd. So you have to be level 40 to XL it. So keep pushing for level 40 so you can get those XL candies. But I have one that I am just waiting on Stardust because I'm trying to keep above 1.5 million and good I luck. Dropped down to 1.2. So yeah. So those are the top 10 for Flying Cup. Next we have Firefly Cup. Our tournament will be starting on the 13th of May. So if you are interested in doing Firefly Cup, come on in. There's going to be a lot of Fireflies. I personally think fire is going to be, if you can sneak it in, do it. Because the number one is Shadow Magnezone and regular Magnezone. Fortress is up there. Wormadam Trash. Get like a lot of bugs. So get in there. Electricity does have its time to shine because ground types were banned. So have a little bit of fun with that, which I am excited to see. I'm building a very specific mon that I'm excited to see how it works. So I'm still holding some practice tournaments and jumping in some practice tournaments. So yeah, the Galvantula is also a really good pick for the team too. I've been doing a couple of tournaments and he's turned it around for my opponents. They beat me. I got into locked into Eternal Combat with Obstagoon v Vigoroth.
Have fun.
So just beating each other
just punch
up.
Each other.
One just hurts a little bit more than
time
the
out.
Other. So... But yeah, so Firefly Cup, if you are interested, we are starting May 13th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Jump in, raise your rank, or you can battle and you can get badges. I discovered there's a badge called, and all I got was this lousy badge. And your objective is to lose every match that you do in a tournament. And I have been toying with doing that, but I don't want to tank my rating.
I'll do it. I don't have a rating.
I really want that badge. There's some good ones. One called I've Got Mono. Where you can only use a monotype Pokemon and like your entire team,
Solid. Something
like that. Some really cool achievements. So a lot of fun. So check them out. Like this is the time to do it. But now we got to chat about our RTC tournament. So the Multiverse of Roundtable Madness. So you can only use dark type, fighting type, fire, flying, ghost, normal, and psychic with a ban on megas.
Dark fighting.
So the number one Pokemon in PV Poke, according to PV Poke, is Scrafty.
Dark fighting.
But number two, Wigglytuff with normal fairy. So that'll be able to kind of charm down that Scrafty. Number three is Zweilous. Number four is Altaria. Five is Mandibuzz. Number six is Togekiss. Seven, Metacham. You're fighting.
Fighting psychic.
Number eight is Drapion Shadow. Number nine is Shadow Zapdos. And number 10 is Defense Deoxys.
I'm going to plug the Shadow Drapion real quick. I use the Shadow Baby of whatever that thing was called.
Skorupi.
In the little jungle cup.
Cool, that thing.
I didn't do many battles, but I also didn't lose any either.
Fair. That thing is great.
So if you happen to have a Shadow Skorupi / Drapion, for this one, Drapion, build it well and beat your opponents.
Also, the Skuntank?
Skuntank.
Yeah, Skuntank. So the with how like typings and everything work out, its only real weakness is ground, and there's not much ground. Well, there is ground in this cup, but there's not much. So that's also going to be a good pick too. So this tournament is open to everybody, not just Patreon supporters. However, if you are participating and you support us on Patreon, I will send you a $25 Amazon gift card, and you can use that to buy anything that's under $25.
Or to take $25 off of your purchase.
Yeah.
It is digital smackaroos no matter how you spend it.
Whatever you want to do with it. I'm not the boss of you. You can do with that $25, whatever you want.
That's right.
But like we said, it is open to everyone. Even if you are not supporting us on Patreon, which is totally okay, you can still participate. And if you win, we'll immortalize your name in the Discord.
That's right.
So
if you do decide to become a patron, we only need two more before we get to JT's Transformers fan fiction.
Oh, boy.
I will plug that at every corner I can.
So the RTC tourney, if you are in or if you want in, the go to sylph.gg and you can enter the check-in code, which is 0361. If that is not correct, reach out to one of us and we will get you in there. And so, all right. So we need to do a quick challenge check-in. First off, for the Hundo Hunter challenge, because after we read out the stats from last month's, Schuster 1 showed up and was just killing it. Then we had two new people join the Patreon, and they were plugging their catches, and it was great. But all right, so in third place is me with 5, Tuxedo Mask with 5, and Fatty Maddie with 5. That's, in second place.
That's some rare air you're in there.
I know. A raria.
Rarer.
In second place, like I said, Athena 1993 just showed up and like they turned it into overdrive. 10 shinies.
10 hundos.
Yeah, you're right. 10 hundos, not shinies. So 10 shinies. 10 of them. 10
hundos.
Oh, man. Okay. Maybe one of these days we'll get it.
It's getting late in Denver.
Yeah. Okay. 10 hundos.
There you go.
So 10 hundos. Wait, nope. Just kidding. That's actually 11 hundos.
Now let's talk about...
That is incorrect.
Let's talk about how this number got there so quickly. We are counting not just 15, 15, 15 stat Pokemon, but if you are a shadow Pokemon, well... If you have a shadow Pokemon and it is base 13, 13, 13 or above, we're counting those as functionally hundos.
Yes.
So those count. So if you get a 14, 13, 13 shadow
drowsy,
that counts as a hundo because we don't want you to have to feel like you're forced to purify just for the hundo challenge. We know that if you purified it, it would be a hundo.
Exactly.
So we're counting it because we don't – I mean, a shadow of that caliber,
yeah. You
should probably just keep it. Also, I do mine because I like to create my own luck.
And I don't because PvP, you never know.
Nah.
So
– I know.
Also, just a quick little plug. Athena 1993, her current buddy is named Baby. And it is a shiny shadow drowsy that is a 98%. And let me tell you how jealous I am.
Dude, you might be so envious of that thing. You would be a little jelly.
Athena, oh man, we are very jealous of that shiny drowsy. So, yeah. But our current number one record holder, Shoestar 1, has, like, it's almost like... His house is just like a hundo spawn zone.
That's so true.
He's just catching all of the hundos.
That's true. He did tell us that these catches were house spawns. And then I went outside to my curb I looked back at my own abode and I shook my fist and said, why aren't you as good as Schuster's?
Hey, hey, you house, why are you like this, huh?
Do better.
Yeah. Be better. So yeah, that is the Hundo Hunter. It is getting very intense. So if you would like to join our Hundo Hunter, you can. It is in our Patreon. All you got to do is take a screenshot of your Hundo that was caught from April 1st until now, and then post it in that channel, and you are in the runnings. Once again, first, second, and third place will be getting a prize. It is a secret to everyone but me and my wife, actually.
That's true. I don't know either.
Yeah, so.
That's right. Hey, yeah. Did you know that you can't run through a campground? You can only ran through it because it's past tense.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
We had some bad weather the last time I went camping.
Yeah.
It was intense.
So let's do a challenge check-in. So a bunch of trainers got that made Professor Oak proud, like we said earlier.
We are officially retiring that challenge.
Yes.
You can still do it. Great for you. Doesn't mean anything to us.
Your name will no longer be immortalized for that challenge. So we are retiring that one, and we are retiring St. Patrick's Day. So by the time this episode comes out, this is Thursday at midnight. That's when those challenges will be.
I thought it was Wednesday at midnight.
Yeah, you're right. Wednesday at midnight. Wednesday at midnight, that's when these challenges will be legacy.
That's right. That's a good way to put it. Legacy challenges.
Yeah, you have to use an elite TM to get those challenges.
So, yeah. We are retiring those two, but we're going to go ahead and add two more in.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we are adding two new challenges into the list. JT is choosing one, and I'm choosing the other. So, this week, I am going with a movie theme. One of my favorites is Mean Girls. And this challenge is called, On Wednesday We Wear Pink. And this is going to depend on the spawns. This actually came from our friend Beth.
From work.
Beth from work. So the challenge is you have to catch 9 pink Pokemon on a Wednesday. So from as the clock strikes and the seconds move into the 12 a.m.s, all the way until you hit your last seconds of the 11:59 p.m.s on a Wednesday. So it all depends. Now, this is a single Wednesday. Yes. Not Wednesdays.
Not multiple
Wednesdays. You have one day.
Yep.
Okay. So this can really depend on the spawns, but you have to catch 9 pink Pokemon on a Wednesday. There you go.
Also, give you a quick hint. Clefairy and Jigglypuff are out in mass right now, so.
That's right. So you might be able to get this done.
Yeah.
Now, you probably will have to do it about a week after the episode, don't worry. That is not the hardest date-driven challenge that we have.
Oh, yeah.
We will bring you one in October. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's going to be
You'll have one day a year to complete that challenge that's coming. So this time you have one day a week on a Wednesday. We wear pink.
All right. The next challenge that we're introducing is called You Mad Bro? A
little bit.
You must defeat any opponent using only shadow Pokemon with the charge move Frustration.
So if you still have Frustration for some reason and you didn't TM it away, that Pokemon is eligible to be in this challenge. Exactly. Your charge move or your fast move doesn't matter, but your charge move or the only charge move you use has to be frustration.
You can have two moves, which could be Frustration and say Rock Slide. But in order to complete this challenge, you must use Frustration as your charge move.
If your game is broken and you can show me a Pokemon that knows both Frustration and Return.
No.
I mean, we did find out that Pikachu could learn Present.
This is true.
I taught my shiny Fragment Hat Pikachu Present.
Really?
I wanted to know Present and Surf.
Well done. You used elite TMs on that?
On the first one, yeah, I had a couple extras on the fast, but I've only got one charge right now.
Fair.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, so those are our challenges that we're introducing. Once again, we are retiring Make Professor Oak Proud and St. Patrick's Day. So those ones are easy. Let's up the challenge. Let's up the ante. Let's test. Put your trainer skills to the test.
Yeah, Professor Oak got real easy.
Yeah, he's flying high right now.
We did not know the mega event was coming in which you would receive all three Kanto starters for catching three Pokemon.
Yeah, so we were good not, job for completing it.
We were not prepared.
Yeah, but new challenges. So if you do complete them, let us know, like tweet at us, email us, Discord us. I will immortalize your name in the Discord if you do Discord at us. But yeah.
That's right.
So those are their new challenges. Put your might to the test.
Since we're giving people out some challenges and information and things like that, how about we read what they sent us?
Ooh, you mean like a mail call?
Let's do it. See, the fun stuff about like doing that or like that giant welcome that we did a couple episodes ago, we don't actually plan this.
It just kind of happens.
Occurs. I think we've been around each other long enough that we have figured out when the other person is going to say something. Take right. it or leave it.
So
most people leave it.
True. Sometimes even I leave it.
Dude, that's fair.
Yeah. So we'll start out with Kerengatang emailed in and she's answering the question from last week, which was, if you were a gym leader in a main series game, what would your type be and what Pokemon would you use? And Kerengatang said, hey guys, while I'm a sucker for dragon type, the fantasy nerd in me just can't resist.
Nerd.
I have to stick to my guns and go with the grass type gym. My Pokemon would be Venusaur, duh, Ludicolo, Tropius, Whimsicott, and Decidueye.
That is a team.
That is a good team, yeah. Flapple was a close runner-up because, oh my gosh, it's cute, and I honestly didn't know it existed until I was looking up a list of grass-type Pokemon.
Flapple kind of checks all the boxes for her.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a dragon, grass.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you for that email, Kerengatang. Definitely appreciate you emailing in. Let us know what type of gym leader you would be.
Absolutely.
But we also got two different gyms from Crumbledore.
Oh.
Yeah, she reached out to us and she wanted to let us know what her gym types would be. So she said she would be a dragon type gym and her Pokemon would be Dragalge, Kingdra, Flapple, Garchomp, and her ace would be Dragapult. But she said
that is some solid double typed dragons right there.
Those are some heavy hitters. Wow,
that's good.
But she also said she'd be a leader of a dog type gym if that was the case, which would be.
Well, that's illegal.
Not a real dog type gym. But she said she would have a Rockruff, an Arcanine, Ninetales, Stoutland, and Houndoom. So Crumbledore, solid gym picks, especially that dragon type gym. I would be scared to fight you.
If you were able to get a pretty solid Dragapult early on in Sword and Shield, the game got much easier.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't hard to start with.
Because of the wild area.
That's right. But if you wanted to just sort of coast through, that was your boy.
Dragapult.
Yeet me, father.
I live for this.
Throw me into the sun.
Why wait? So, yeah. Thank you for those emails. Our next email comes from Silent Watcher. And Silent Watcher said, for last week's question, I don't think I have a type that I choose for a gym. So I don't think I can answer this one. I do have a theme in mind, but it doesn't fit the question.
I want to hear a theme.
Yeah.
Because generally everything's based on type, right?
Yeah.
I want to hear a theme gym. So hit us up with that theme gym.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Gym of like music making mons. Like in Sword and Shield. The dark type dude, his spawns were like, I'm in a band.
Jim? James?
Jim?
Jimothy? Can I call you Jim?
Jimmy.
I'm not Jimmy. He's Jimmy. Love that movie.
So to continue, Silent Watcher's email, to bring back my surprise from the week prior, when I said Vulpix, my implication was towards Ninetales as both are technically one and the same. So to rephrase my surprise, how can you give shiny Ninetales a 10 out of 10 chef's kiss rating and not include Ninetales on your shiny list? That's all I wanted to say. Back to silence.
I would say probably for you, there's going to be a lot of 10s out of that shiny list that we look through.
True.
So I think that's my best guess.
Yeah.
What's the real answer?
For me, like I said, the reason why Ninetales is a 10 is because it goes from like meh to beautiful. I don't care for shiny Vulpix.
That's fair.
But I love shiny Ninetales. But if those are the only five Pokemon that I could catch in Pokemon Go that were shiny, my list from last week would be my five. Yeah. So. But yeah, thank you, Silent Watcher, for that email. Appreciate
so
it.
For gyms, we also have an answer from Hampy and Bear. And shake up the idea of gym leader type. So this is sort of similar to what Silent Watcher was saying. So we want to hear your version of this. But Hampy and Bear would be a beach gym leader.
Which would probably
fits in Alola the best.
Yeah.
Of course. And the five would be Cast Form Sunny, Exeggutor Alolan, Kingler, Raichu Alolan, and Overquill. So that sort of follows into maybe a different type of gym leader, but a gym leader nonetheless.
Oh, I love it. You know those obnoxious trainers that like hang out in the gym before you can face the leaders?
Yep.
I would totally hang out in that gym. Battle me. And they stop me and I'm like, all right, go on, go battle our gym leader.
Oh yeah.
I would totally be a gym leader there.
All right. A bit of a mail call also from Hampy and Bear.
Oh yeah.
Because we weren't quite sure how the name came around. So we have an origin story.
Oh, buddy.
All right. So here we go. Crack my knuckles. Okay.
Crack your knuckles for reading.
That's right. From Hampy and Bear, the origin story. Been catching up on the old podcasts and really been enjoying them. Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Appreciate you.
I don't have a great origin story for my IGN, but after hearing some of your conversation about your doggos, I thought you might appreciate knowing that my name is literally just my fur babies, Hampton, or Hampy, and Bruin, Bear. Pictures inbound. And then he sent us pictures of Hampy and Bear, and they are good-looking dogs.
Heck yeah. Another origin story. If you would like your origin story to be read, just send us what your name means or why you chose your name. And
that's right.
Boom, we have another
Speaking of origin story, my bi-weekly or monthly reminder of the term old Johnny One Ball. It comes from a series of raids and legendaries and all sorts of fun stuff that I just so happened to catch with One Ball, the first ball. And so it was like, oh, yeah, that's why they call me old Johnny One Ball. And then there's your name.
And here we are.
That's right. So if you have questions about that, it's because I caught a bunch of things the first try.
Everything else is false.
It is all hearsay. And I don't agree with it. Next up in our mail call, there are a lot of dumb puns from JT, so we're not going to read those.
Duns.
No. Okay. We do have a couple of things, and I think we might want to – maybe let's come up with some names for our listeners and do a Twitter poll or something like that.
Dear listeners.
Anyway. So Hampy and Bear also wanted to know if we ever settled on a name for the listeners, or are we still dear? I'm not sure yet. We are thinking about it. The last one in this section came from Beth from work. I know her.
She's a friend from work.
That's right. Her question is, who is the ultimate gym leader?
Raihan.
I think it's Raihan. Yeah. Raihan. Raihan.
Raihan.
The dragon gym leader from Sword and Shield.
Not Rhyhorn, because he's a Pokemon.
That's right.
But Raihan.
The reason I think that is just because as far as the strength of trainers or as gym leaders goes, he's way up there.
Ooh.
I was thinking Leon or Cynthia, but they're champions, not gym leaders.
What about Lance?
Lance is a cheater.
He's an Elite Four, right?
Whatever he is, he's a cheater. Because his Dragonite knows moves it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
So, 86 that guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat him anyway. Do you remember how easy the Final Four used to be? No. Now it's actually some work.
Yeah, you have to earn your wins.
Man.
None of that.
The new remakes of Diamond and Pearl were not terribly kind to the player once you hit that.
Looking at you, Cynthia.
Well, she's a whole different problem.
Yeah.
Ultimate gym leader, I would probably say Raihan just because of how close he is to the top.
Yeah. Raihan. Rai, Han.
R-A-I-H-A-N. Rihan. Say it how you please.
Rihan. Yeah. That guy, he's great. He was a fun battle.
He was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Also, the
in
the game when you like do the Rose Bowl challenge or all the gym leaders come.
Ooh, that was fun.
And like when him and Leon face off, their like dialogue is really cool. So yeah, Rihan's.
Because of the ultimate gym leader question, we are going to think about and maybe remember to do it on the podcast, the ultimate trainer. Who is the ultimate trainer?
Whatever protagonist you play as in the game. I'm not wrong.
I can't even talk to you.
I'm literally not wrong. Because you're like, oh, mom, you can't tell me what to do. I'm 10. I'm an adult. And then you leave. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to capture the thing that's in charge of time. Or in charge of all the land. And it's in my Pokeball. It's in my backpack. And I'm going to go home and have biscuits with mom or something.
I feel like bringing Dialga home it gets the same reaction as like bringing home roadkill or something.
Hey, mom, it followed me home.
And absolutely like, not. Get that out of my house right now.
Dialga is just like, I control time in the reality that you know. So, yeah. This is so good. And you do it quicker than Ash does. So
I hope you do.
22 years to finish one game.
He is the ultimate interviewee.
Yeah.
Because he is the 10-year-old with 22 years of experience that they're looking for. Yeah.
That's so great.
All right. In our Discord, we also got another question. And this one is pretty in-depth from Hampy and Bear. So the question is, what about typing effectiveness or weakness that do or don't make sense to us? Or the ones that you always forget and can't conceptualize? Some that he thinks about, why are ghosts weak to dark? They literally live and thrive in dark, creepy places. I feel like it should be a resistance, if anything. If bug is super effective and resists dark, then why not ghost? On a similar line of thinking, shouldn't fire resist ghost or dark? Fire creates light. Shouldn't it repel creatures that thrive in the dark? And then the steel dragon fairy relationship doesn't make sense to me either. Why is steel so effective against fairy but only resists dragon? So we came up with a couple of quick hit answers. So why don't you tell the people what you think about that first?
So there's some like for me with all like the typing weakness stuff, I always like came up with those like little sayings in my head, like, oh, if you put like run electric current through water, like it's going to fry everything in the water.
So I learned that from the original show. Water conducts electricity.
Yeah. So like science class and then like erosion with like water on rocks and stuff like that. And so like that's how I kind of like pieced my little sayings together. For psychic, I knew like the weaknesses were based off like the top three fears at the time, which was like bugs, the dark, and ghosts. I never understood why ghost is strong against ghost. And I couldn't understand. I tried to make something for like why dark is strong against ghost. And I was like, maybe they have a dark side. I had no idea. So I was just kind of making stuff up. But I never really understood the bug is strong against dark type thing.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
That tripped me up. But the one thing I do get, so I was actually watching Maleficent a couple of years ago back when the fairy typing came out. And because she's a fairy, but she like touches steel and it like burns her. And I was like, oh, that's why. So like the steel, like that's why that's strong against fairies. And then I equated steel resisting dragon as like, oh, I'm an armored knight going to go fight and slay the dragon. And you can't beat me. I have a shield and whatnot. So that's what like how I pieced it together as a younger person
than you are today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was mine. Some of them just really tripped me up, and I was like, why, what?
I really don't care for when a specific type is super effective against its own type. Ghost. Dragon.
That's solvable.
Ghost. Again. Ghost it doesn't dragon. Make sense because I understand why fairy and dragon coexist.
Yeah.
But it, like, dragon versus dragon, ghost versus ghost, wouldn't they just phase into each other?
Yeah, I didn't get that one either. Also, so, like, fairies versus dragon, like,
this hero had to go and consult with the fairy to get the power to beat the dragon or mm-hmm. something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my big one is when there's a specific type that's super effective against itself. So those two.
Yeah.
I never quite understood grass against water.
Wait, what? It's like the
grass is super effective against water.
Yeah, because it soaks up all the water. And
what, have you ever thrown a leaf in a river?
No,
it gets carried away.
Yeah, but like if you water a plant, it's gonna like, give me that water. Yeah, like if you water a tree, or if it rains, the tree's gonna be like, sup, I'm rain. I mean, you're rain.
Anyway, ground and rock make sense because of mud and weathering.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that one makes sense. I think some of these were put in here just because they have to have strengths and weaknesses, minus normal.
I mean, normal is not strong against anything.
If we were to give normal a strength, what would it be?
Against? I think we'd have to make a new type.
Digital.
And I think normal.
Yes.
I think normal would be strong against it.
Yes. I've got another person on the digital train.
So it'd be like screens and like TV static.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Niantic, if you're listening, please digital type.
Actually, the Pokemon company, if you're listening, because there's a lot of red tape that Niantic has to go through for.
I don't care who's listening.
Yeah. You can have that for free, though.
Chuck Norris, if you're listening. Actually, Chuck, if you're listening, you better go and tell Pokemon to create digital. That might be our only chance.
Oh, man.
Now, immunities seem odd. Where there's just nothing. Normal is immune to ghost. Electric and ground make sense.
Yeah.
Fighting and ghost?
You can't punch a thing that's not there, like an ethereal thing.
Oh, but it's effective against steel? You ever punched a rod?
Yeah, like, well, it's like...
It's hurtful.
I thought about like punching like a locker at school and how they just like dent.
Jeez.
I mean, I've seen kids like wrestling in the hallway.
All right, Flash.
I don't want to fight you, Flash. I wouldn't want to fight me neither.
And then some of them like bug and psychic, like that connection just doesn't make sense to me.
It was based off the fears at the time. It was like the three biggest fears were like.
What about public speaking? What about death?
How are you going to make that into a Pokemon game?
Sound based moves.
No.
Come on, dude. That's my second favorite type now.
Sound
we're going to have digital. We're going to have public speaking type.
Public speaking type.
Did you know that bird was almost a type?
Ew.
Because there are so many bird Pokemon.
Huh.
Where would you put bird in here?
I don't think I can conceptualize bird.
I would put it
bird.
Weak to the gun type.
No.
The double, the ground stone, the two stones, one bird.
That's what rock type is.
Yeah.
And then like ice, because like whenever planes fly, they get ice on their wings and that's not good for them.
Bird type. I'd be down for bird type. But bird type. I think digital is a legitimate thought.
Digital
not just,
is legitimate.
I would like public speaking type.
Yeah, I think digital would be good because you can do like radio wave moves and like a lot of like.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you like have Pokemon that are literally defense. Digital.
Porygon.
They do not exist outside of code.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Porygon Z. Rotom. I'd give it a digital evolution.
Yeah. Now, we talked about this earlier off camera, but what about triple types? I mean, I'm sure that would make the strengths and weaknesses go even crazier. But Chuck Norris, if you're listening, I need triple type. Example,
triple type.
Rotom turning into an electric kettle. That's electric, fire, and water. Rotom turning into a moderner refrigerator because it already has one. That's going to be electric, steel, and ice. Rotom turning into a podcast or my microphone. That's a public speaking type.
A podcast? You're listening to Rotom with Rotom. Guest star, Rotom.
Every day I'll be here. Rotom. Yeah, like a microphone or a speaker.
Yeah.
That's like electric,
digital
and public speaking.
No, not public speaking.
Do you know who I'm appealing to right now? Chuck Norris. He can make it happen.
All right, Chuck, in the off chance you are listening to this.
We would like public speaking type, please.
Please. So, yeah. So, yeah, anyway, those are
sound.
Yeah, sound.
But no. Sound type. Or okay. You give it to Pokemon. Whismur. It would have to be a secondary typing.
Yeah.
So like Exploud would be normal and public speaking.
Public speaking could be a move.
It's a ghost type move or a dark type move. Hey, this is gold right here. Public speaking moves.
It's something. So, those are some great questions. So,
dear
listeners and human listeners, if you would like to. If you would like to interact with us and let us know what types you would think would be best or...
Dude, I don't know if they're going to want to.
What typing you think public speaking would be, you can on our Twitter at rtchatot, rtchatot, and our email at rtchatot@gmail.com. You feel free to email us what you think and we will debate it and talk about it on air.
And somehow devolve and... turn into what just happened.
Yeah. So
you can also, if you feel like supporting us, one of the ways you can do so is on our Patreon. Now that is monetary support. So you can reach us there if you are so inclined at patreon.com/rtchatot. However, if you are not monetarily inclined at this time, that is absolutely okay with us. We just want you to be a part of what we're doing here. So in that case, if you want to, you know, sort of follow that vein, you can leave us reviews. We've got Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcom.
Overcast.
Oh, yeah. He knows the actual names. I'm just making them up now.
Yeah. There's just making them up. Yeah. There's lots of them. So leave us a review. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your mom because, like, this is her
favorite. It is her favorite podcast.
Yeah. So, and Mother's Day is coming up on May 8th. So
that's right.
This is the perfect Mother's Day gift. So
absolutely.
Tell your friends. Tell your moms. Tell your friends' moms.
Hey, tell all the moms.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, this will be great. And if you do like the podcast, let your friends know. If you don't like it, let us know. To steal from Mark and Kyle, from the former hosts of the Pokemon Go radio podcast.
Currently called Bonus Episodes. Check them out.
Which is really good.
We don't care if you think it's stupid. We care if you think it's shoddy.
Exactly. So let us know how we can improve. We do have a feedback section in our Discord, so you can get in there and we can hash it out.
Before we go, let's read out 13 names.
13 names. Two more, and we are reading out a Shadow Prime.
That's right. So big shouts to our patrons. We have Queen Savage OOC, Cheryl, Casa de Cubone, Village of Wolves, Beth from work, Karangatang, Lisa, Tish, James, Jamal, and Matthew.
Thank you all for your monetary support. You guys are everyday superheroes supporting us so we can put out the best content that we can, and we are going to continue improving.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think that's a wrap. You have anything to tell the people?
Yes. Just one last little piece of really gold advice.
Beautiful.
All right. So you guys know about quit catching, right? If you're going to catch Pokemon...
use all your balls in one place.
See ya.
Bye.